Watch, House GOP, Democrats, debate transgender bill. By Neil Monroe on March 6, 2021. GOP senators will have to debate the Democrats' pro-transgender equality act now that the far-reaching bill has passed in the House. Senate Democrats, however, are likely to repeat the tactics adopted by their House counterparts during the House's 90-minute debate on February 25. Democrats fobbed off numerous and detailed Republican arguments against the transgender bill by repeating broad appeals, narrow insults, and sharp threats. The Democrats' pressure was backed up by speeches from House Majority Leader Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA. "We are winning. We will continue winning. Our will is unbreakable. Our love is so much stronger than your sad, pathetic hate," said Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME. The GOP members spotlighted the bill's impact on women's rights, women's sports, parental rights, free speech, and religious freedom. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, led the GOP side in the absence of the GOP's leadership. Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, RCA, or Whip Steve Scalise, RLA. The many GOP advocates included Representatives Tom McClintock, RCA, Andy Biggs, ROZ, and Vicky Hartzler, RMO. Democrats ignored the GOP's points and denied all likely harms and risks. Two Democrats cited their personal connections to their adult children who want to live as members of the other sex. Several Democrats gave heartfelt speeches about gay rights. But Pelosi announced that she would never agree to pass a gay rights bill unless it also included the transgender ideology. No Democrats noted that the gay priorities are being made subordinate to transgender demands. No Democrats noted the danger to women's rights created by the transgender bill. The bill would redefine women as people with an unmeasurable female gender identity, such as transgender men, instead of people with female bodies, so denying women sexual privacy or the right to female-provided health care. Several Republicans emphasized this danger to rights for women. Editors and the establishment media largely distorted or ignored the GOP's many arguments in favor of preserving government recognition of the two complementary sexes, even as they also posted many articles cheerleading for the transgender ideology. Still, the GOP members used the House debate to highlight the bill's humiliating demand that American women subordinate their knowledge of biology and civics to the intimidating demands of men who insist on being described as members of the other sex. The House GOP members also did not emphasize the risk to children's health created by the act's endorsement of the transgender ideology. However, Senator Rand Paul, R.K. White, raised the health risks in a Senate hearing. Polls show the Democrats' radical transgender ideology is unpopular among swing voters, especially because of the threat to female sports.